If there's no objections, we'll do a meditation. And I like to keep the whole session kind of meditative, which means first thing you got to do is close down your internet browser, your instant messaging, and any other programs you might have open. Turn off the music, turn off whatever you got on, and let's focus. Sit comfortably. You don't have to sit cross-legged. You can sit as you like. You can even lie down as long as you're alert, aware, and mindful. Mindful is this word that we use to describe Buddhist meditation. It's an interesting word. If you play with it, it really does encapsulate what we mean by meditating. It means filling your mind up with one idea. When you meditate on something, you consider only that one thing. And so we're trying to fill our mind up with it, not be distracted by anything else. So what is that one thing that we're going to be mindful of? Well, if we have to condense it down to one thing, I would say that one thing is our own experience right here and now, what we're experiencing at every moment. So what is it that you're experiencing right now? You're experiencing sound, unless your speakers aren't working, and then you're wondering when we're going to start. You're probably experiencing sight, unless you've closed your eyes. Actually, let's do that. Let's all close our eyes. If possible, close your eyes. That takes you away from the computer a bit, which is useful in these situations. So you're hearing, but if your eyes are closed, you're probably not seeing much. You're probably not smelling anything unless the room is especially fragrant. You're probably not tasting anything unless you're eating or drinking. But you're probably feeling a lot. You'll be feeling the chair that you're sitting on. You'll be feeling the breath coming into the body and the breath going out of the body. The rising and the fall of the chest or the stomach. And finally, probably most important, you'll be thinking, or you'll have mental activity. Not only thinking, but you'll be judging and liking and disliking. You'll be doubting and worrying and all sorts of other things if you're an ordinary human being. So all of this is experience. We break it down, break it into parts. We've got the six senses: seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, feeling, thinking. But in brief, it's just experience. So we're going to try to meditate on this and fill our minds up with it one by one by one. So really just pick anything, any experience. You can start with the body, the rising and falling of the chest or the stomach. That's really happening. And you fill your mind up with it by saying to yourself, rising, when it rises, and falling, when it falls. Rising, falling. Now don't say it out loud, but this just means filling your mind up with that idea. So there's no room for judging or clinging or wondering or worrying or doubting. all of that has no room because your mind is full. You're only knowing. You can just say to yourself, sitting as well. If you find the breath, watching the breath too difficult, you can just focus on your body, you're sitting. Say to yourself, sitting, sitting, sitting. Just say it in your mind. Put your mind to the sitting position and say to yourself, sitting. Recognize it for what it is. You can focus on the feelings that you have, painful feelings, pleasant feelings, neutral feelings, calm feelings. And instead of judging them as good or bad, just remind yourself, fill your mind up with the feeling. Say to yourself, pain, pain if you have painful feelings, happy, happy if you have happy feelings, calm, calm if you have neutral feelings. Fill your mind up with the feeling. No room for judging. You can focus on the thoughts and just say to yourself, thinking, thinking. When there's no thoughts, no feelings, the easiest one to always go back to is the body. So if you get stuck for something to look for, go back and look at your body, how you're sitting or how the breath is affecting the body when the stomach rises and falls. And just use that as your main object. Until something else comes. If you have emotions, liking or disliking, fear or worry or stress or boredom or depression or frustration, aversion, confusion, distraction, doubt, whatever state your mind is in, pick that. You can pick that up as well. Fill your mind up with it and see what it's like. What are all these emotions really like? Are they good for us? Are they beneficial? The neat thing about the mind is it cares very much about what is beneficial and what is harmful, intrinsically. As soon as you see that something's beneficial, the mind instantly clings to it. Or cultivates it. When it sees that something's unbeneficial or harmful to it, it instantly rejects it, abandons it. So when you see that certain emotions are harmful to you, you abandon them. All of these negative emotions we want to do away with, all we got to do is see them as they are. Really understand them. When you do that, that's all it takes for the mind to let them go. Give them up. So when people tell you to let go, and you know, how do I let go? All it takes is wisdom and understanding of the experience as it is. You don't need to do anything about it. You don't need to fix it. Once you see it for what it is, you just let it go. That's how the mind works. It's a very important aspect of reality. Much more important than the size or shape of the universe or subatomic particles. This is reality that has meaning. It really has an impact on our lives. On our happiness and on our suffering. It is our ignorance that stops us from being totally and completely at peace with ourselves and the world around us. So all we're trying to cultivate here is wisdom, knowledge, understanding. So let's try that now for a few minutes. Okay, and just to end off the meditation sessions, just a short meditation. We'll spend a couple of minutes sending metta, or loving kindness, or friendliness, out to the universe. So, first make a wish for yourself to be happy, be free from suffering, be be content, at ease, find peace, and be well, and so on. And then send to all the people here, may everyone here be happy and well, at peace. May all of us find freedom and contentment, happiness, and so on. However you want to word it. May we all be well. May we all find peace. And then send to all the people in your home, all the people in your city, all the people in your country, all beings in your city and country, and all beings in the world, all beings in the universe, send in order, just for a couple minutes. May they all be happy and well and free from pain and suffering. May they all find peace and bliss. Okay, now, if you're not finished, just continue. I invite everyone to continue meditating. And if you have questions, you can ask them now.